I would like to express that that I'm very happy to meet all those whom I met numerous times before, and and those who are first time to meet. So, so I would like to first to thank. And before the discourse, going to recite some meditation prayers. First, taking refuge to kind compassionate Buddha, and praise to Triple Gems. Then looking at meditation, looking at all the causative phenomena, all the causative phenomena, in each of tongue story, trying to be aware in that. Then, after that, the essence of wisdom, the meditation prayer, essence of wisdom. Then the direct meditation on the whole great path of enlightenment. So like this is a preliminary to to plant seed, to plant seed of the whole path of enlightenment. Just by hearing the words of meditation, the words that I was just expressing, the complete path to the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. Then after that, they're not sure what comes. Lama dumba jumde de deje chaban da chumba yang da ban zo ve san je ban je wa sa je tu wa ra ba dang je lo da ba da wa ra je ban je de je ba ji won de yang ge lo ju wa la dang men je dong ba san je jum de da la zo wa lo ju du ju lo ju wo jin je la do su Lama dumba jumde de deje chaban da chumba yang da ban zo ve san je ban je wa sa je tu wa ra ba dang je lo da ba da wa ra je ban je de je ba ji won de yang ge lo ju wa Hadamin, do not commit any unwholesome action or any harmful action, and to engage in the perfect wholesome action or perfect, the complete beneficial action. In order to eliminate the cause of all the problems, so these two words, why Buddha said, he said, why Buddha said, what, why Buddha, the why kind, compassionate, omniscient one advised this way, that is not just to torture oneself. not just putting oneself into the prison or rules, just to kind of to torture, not like that. That to free oneself, it means of, you know, freeing oneself from the problems of lives, and to achieve happiness, temporary ultimate happiness. So for this purpose, to be free from undesirable, to be free from what one doesn't like, what one don't like, to be free from those things, and to have those happiness, peace, the desirable things for their success. So to achieve temporary happiness, especially ultimate happiness, so for that purpose, Buddha, the omniscient one, the kind, compassionate, omniscient one, advised this. So that one can be, that ourselves, as the sentient beings, ourselves can be free from all the undesirable things and can have all the desirable things, all the happiness, peace, what one is looking for, what one is wishing. Then, how to do this? Then that depends on the mind. It has to come from the mind. The avoiding the harmful actions and that one's own the actions which one does to become only beneficial action, then that depends on subduing one's own mind. So freeing one's own mind from all the harmful thoughts. Pacifying all those harmful thoughts, all those unhealthy mind, all those disturbing thoughts. That which is disturbing oneself and that which is disturbing towards all other living beings, the numberless living beings. So, So enlightened, the compassionate one said, the subduing one's own mind is the teaching of the Buddha. So, however, this verse contains the Four Noble Truths. The true suffering and true cause of the suffering, and the cessation of the sufferings and the true path. So, it is one stanza that which contains essence of the whole entire Dharma, essence of all the meditation. Look at all the causative phenomena body, mind, friend, enemy, stranger, all the all the possessions, all the surrounding people. Look at them like the star shooting. That the star is there, but next minute when you look at it, it's not there. All these causative phenomena including power, reputation, so forth, all these things, they are in nature of transitory. Like the stars, like the shimmering for the defected eye, for the defected eye senses, you see. Like shimmering, that appearing like this, like the flickering light, flame, that which can be stopped at any time. The flickering light, the flame that which is in the midst of the wind, that it can be stopped any time. So the causative phenomena, all these causative phenomena are like that, that it can be stopped any time. Like illusion. Like the water dew, those drops of water on the plant, that which are on the plant in the mornings or due to misty. So like that. That it can be dropped any time. Those drop of water on the plant, that can be dropped any time. So like this, these causative phenomena are nature of transitory. The light water bubble, the water bubble can be popped any time. Contrast can last for this many hours or for this many minutes cannot trust. So similar, these coastal phenomena, like water bubble, that which can be puffed any time. So that is caused the phenomena also that they can be stopped any time, as they are in the nature of changing within every second by cause and conditions. So that is that these causative phenomena can be stopped any time. Then by dream, it happened and gone. Appearance happened, but it's gone, finished. What we see in the dream, you know, traveling or living with the family or you see all these things, what we having so much wealth and so forth, whatever, having a party or whatever. So the appearance happened and the appearance happened and it's gone. So like that, that is caused the phenomena, so like that. For the time being, so for a short time, there's like these appearances, but it's that cannot trust that they can last a long time. That these things can be stopped any time, like the dream. Besides the way that things are appearing, the way that things are appearing to one's mind, as a real one. Nothing, you know, as a real one, nothing to do with one's mind. It appears like as it's nothing to do with one's own mind. The mind which sees objects, our mind which sees object, without analyzing, according to our view, if you look at our view, we have the view that that these objects, the way it's appearing to us, the way it, I say, the objects that we see, the way that they are appearing to us, is nothing to do with one's mind. The mind which perceives object. The object exists without depending. The object exists from its own side without depending on our perception or our mind. So all these things are like dream, like illusion. That's not true. All are completely empty. So all these causative phenomena are like the lightning. The lightning came and gone. It happened in 1 second. And during that time, while the lightning is happening, you see, suddenly you see many objects. You one can see one's own. One can see one's own. You see, human body, and the surrounding people. The place the materials that is appearance, say, while there's lighting, that is appearance just for a second, you know? Just for a few seconds, that is appearance just happened, but then I can become dark. Again, this brightful appearance stopped. So, like that. That is caused the phenomena. can be stopped any time, like the lightning. Like the clouds in the sky. while we're looking at the clouds, they're changing. Constantly they're changing. Not only changing their shapes, not only changing their shapes, you see, today, changing within every second by cause and conditions, and the while one's looking at it, changing the shapes, it is disappearing. It is there, but it's, while you're looking at it, it is disappearing. However, next minute, when you look at in the sky, the cloud is not there. So like that, all these causative phenomena, the nature of these causative phenomena are like that, like the clouds in space, in the sky. All these are the nature of tongue story. So when we keep our mind in the, say, awareness, being aware in the nature of these causative phenomena, like these examples, that do not last, that are changing within every second by cause and conditions, existence of this depend on other cause and conditions. So that makes to see. The change also happens, the decay change also happens due to the cause and conditions. These things get stopped also by depending on cause and conditions. So this thing can happen any time. To this causative phenomena. So when we practice mindfulness in these things, suddenly there's no reason. Suddenly there's no place for confusion. Suddenly there's no space in the mind of the suddenly there's no space in our mind for the confusion. There's no space in the mind for the confusion. That suddenly the confusion that we have in the life is stopped. When we practice mindfulness in this, when we remember this, when we keep mind being aware in the nature of impermanence, it immediately cuts off the the depression, the deep depression, that one is going through, that due to some, you see, what one expected, what the attachment expected, didn't happen, didn't succeed, so forth. What the self-cherishing thought expected, then didn't succeed, didn't happen. So, then experiencing depression. So it immediately cuts. It immediately cuts, cut down or cut off the mountains of problems. That one feel, that one believe, one feel, one believe. I have a serious problem. One feel, you know, problem like mountains. Suffocate oneself, that which suffocate oneself, doesn't even say, which must even too difficult to breathe. However, which squeezes, you know, oneself, one's own life. That one feel one is not free, that I'm not free, that almost that one cannot move, you see, being, say, attacked, say, the one's life is sank in the problems, like a quagmire, drowned in the quagmire of problems. However, by remembering nature of the phenomena, body, mind, so forth, life, belongings, friend, enemy, stranger, so forth. So by remembering the nature of impermanence, immediately, as it's mentioned in the sutra, these verses, it cuts off these problems, all this confusion. Suddenly, all of a sudden, you are free from problems. Those mountains are problems. The next minute, it didn't make any sense. So by remembering impermanence, one couldn't see any reason to create these problems. 说，Before remembering impermanence looks like there's a series of problems in the life. But by remembering impermanence, next minute, you're free. One is completely free. That, it was not one discovery, it was nonsense. The way how one has been thinking, has been believing, has been thinking, that by remembering impermanence, that one doesn't see any, say, reason. It becomes nonsense. However, by remembering impermanence, which is nature of these causative phenomena, there's a great tranquility in one's heart. There's a great tranquility immediately in one's heart. There's a peace in one's heart. Calmness. So, when we do not remember nature of this caused phenomena, the impermanence, that these things can be stopped any time, then there's no protection to one's own life. There's no protection to us. And there's no protection, to our mind. So then delusion, anger, dissatisfied mind, attachment, ignorance, so forth, they take over. They defeat us. They defeat us. They take over our mind. Like the communist Chinese took over Tibet, like that, the delusions, took over their mind. invade the mind. However, because as one does not practice mindfulness in the nature of the phenomena, such as impermanence and emptiness, the ultimate nature, emptiness. So, so since there's no protection of these things, this mindfulness, the practice of the three principal aspects of path to enlightenment, the renunciation, bodhicitta, emptiness, so the delusions took over our mind. Then one becomes slave. Delusion uses one's own body, speech, mind as a slave. To work for them. So how about one becomes slave to the delusions? And this way, it doesn't give any peace in our heart. So, just short time, concentration, remembering, looking at the reality of these causative phenomena, as I mentioned before, that all these causative phenomena are as an object. Enemy, friends, danger, all these things, their possessions, so forth. That are changing within every second by causal conditions. Because of that these things can be stopped any time by causal conditions. That all these causative phenomena are as an object. Enemy, friends, danger, all these things. Their possessions, so forth. That are changing within every second by causal conditions. Because of that these things can be stopped any time by causal conditions. Gata nātāṁ cīvī lātī vē sēvē sā lēṁ tō vāṁ tō vā rā rā rā. I prostrate to the iron temple gems.
All the Buddhas
kala chibay na chidwa nangu 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 chidwa nangu아가사마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마라즈다르스마가스마
Thank you.
观音世界三世无边誓愿度，悉达利无有别国愿如是，日夜加布施那摩萨奴邦多罗僧多，奴邦朗智扎扎弥尼如达如法那亚达那亚。要当当啷中住当命念当当命念念念我把三界心对界眼把满了白佛罗人不切摩诃人不切作摩诃人不切论不人不切南无人不切南无人不切人不信不就两能把别为干我说了的你也把这不不不不冒赠我没冒赠谁你的这件做我不就我的级别帮着我妈妈等吧等吧就不得罪吗见得越动多些足，现在讲到说我们就难给他当兵的空间，坐在我前头我难给什么？我接着那么高小小马龙当年叫我之前大约去先进的是吗他拉平去三千多 Sanji chodong zo li chong nong ma chang chong ba zong zong nang yu. Da ge chu shen di ge su nong ji en do la pen ji san ji en do la. Sanji chodong zo li chong nong ma chang chong ba zong zong nang yu. Da ge chu shen di ge su nong. Allah 선배 The purpose of living, our purpose of living, or purpose of why we have this this time, why we have taken this precious human body. That is to free every sentient being from all the sufferings, and to lead in happiness, especially ultimate happiness. The ultimate happiness, the everlasting happiness. So that is the purpose of our living. Why we live? What is important to live? So why we survive? Why should we survive? What is important about it to survive? Every day, every hour, every minute, why we should attempt to survive, why we are surviving for. Why we make so much expenses for the life? this body, which is few inches or feet. What? Maybe not a few inches, I think, but made a mistake. I think a few feet. I think a few inches would be the baby, I think. Body, one phantom that according to your anyway, which is a few feet. However, for this snowboard, that one makes so much expenses to that we were so hard to take care to take care of this. That we keep our life. We keep the our life so busy. Just to take care this this body, which is a few feet, or this you know, however, this small body. However, so what is for? Why we do this? What is important? Why is so important? That and that all the that all the expenses that were met to build a house, about so much expenses done to you see, to have a place house for this body. All the time, you see, even to have the place for this body, to protect this body, you see, as a month goes, as a year goes, so you see, from say child time, you know, from birth time, you see. So how much expenses done just even for the place, just for the place, you know, for this body, to, you know, to protect this body, to take care of this body. Then so much so many thousands that as month ago, as year goes, dollars, it's so much expenses that, however, it's for food and clothing. Then, you see, if one gets sick, then for medicine. There's so many, so much, say, from, you see, from birth time. So some unbelievable expenses is that done. You see, for this body, to take care of this body, for what's my life, then the child time parents sent, once parents sent us to the school from childhood. However, so many years, see, we spent our life, sacrificed our life. Spent our life in this school, college, university. How about in education? So, again, to take out this body. To your comfort with this body, to not take out this body. So now, all these things, so with the thought, with the attitude, you see, loving kindness, compassion, towards other sentient beings. With this thought, benefit other sentient beings. by knowing the purpose of life, is to free all sentient beings, all the sentient beings from all the sufferings, and to lead to happiness, especially the everlasting happiness, the happiness that never get degenerated. that they experience forever. To do so with the by knowing the purpose of life, purpose of living, then you see they taught to do service to fulfill, to do these works, father's intentions. So with this thought, then everything, it gave meaning to. So living the life with this thought, to say, by knowing the purpose of life, then you see, to live the life for others, to live one's own life for others, for others and things. You know, to survive for whom? For others and things. However, to do the service, freeing others from suffering, to obtain happiness for others and things. The numberless sentient beings. So, living the life with such this attitude that gave meaning to everything, that gave purpose, you see, of everyday survival. It gave purpose, it gave meaning why we survive every day, every hour, every minute. So why we make so much expenses? Just unbelievable, just even they just only thinking of the place without thinking other rest of other expenses. How much we spend For once in life, say, you know, for don't get this body. So unbelievable. So much. So however, with this thought, then to benefit others and their beings, living the life with this thought in our everyday life, it gave meaning to every. It gave meaning to all these expenses, you know, that we've done. Taking care of this body and this life, it gave purpose to everything. Otherwise, without this thought, without such this thought, living life without such this attitude, then it's completely, everything is completely empty. All the effort, lifetime effort, however, expenses, everything becomes, has no meaning, empty. I'm like wasted completely. Wasted. That's how I say. I just remember something. In Taiwan, when you go to monasteries, nunneries, so if they serve food, then you cannot leave anything in the container, in the plate or bowl. even the oil that's left, you have to lick. even the oil, you see, you can't leave any, say, whether drink or whatever. Even one tiny rice, you can't leave. You have to eat everything. even the oil, you can't leave after having the vegetable. So you have to lick even the oil. because it's the rule of the, say, it's regarded very, say, regarded, say, if left, then without, so you must eat, you can't live in there. So even the wild, should be licked. So there's one monastery, there's one very strict monastery. So one time that the prime minister or president of Taiwan came in the monastery. So the president, I think, maybe didn't know much the style, you see, the style of the rules. So I think the president left some food there. So the master scolded to the president, you know, he scolded very much, how you can do this. And something like that. So when we are going to one nunnery, so it's a quite long journey from Taipei. So there's a place where there's a place to stop, and maybe halfway through or something, there's a place where people stop to have food, you see. Or that they bring from home and they eat there or something. So we were taken by their father of the families were the the meditation center in Taipei. You see, father who let who allowed to use the place for the for meditation center. So the father was explaining. The father was explaining to me, this is the, you know, this is how. Before going to nunnery, father was advising us how to behave in the nunnery, you know, the monastery. So, that you cannot leave anything, you have to leave, and things like that. So, and then if you leave, it is got very bad, you know, so bad. the Jews or something, see. Then, then I said, I don't remember, maybe he asked, I said, this is our tradition, I don't know, what about your tradition? So anyway, so I explained to him actually, in the dark, if I mentioned to him that it is same that whether you throw in the garbage or whether one eat with the if one eat with the delusions, if one eat the food with the you know the negative attitude, with the negative attitude, if one eat food, the same wasted that simply put in the garbage. The only what makes worthwhile is if you eat food with a positive attitude. But this is regarded. Maybe I mentioned according to Dharma, it's like this. However, the father didn't say anything after that. I said it's the same thing, throwing there and throwing here. That, you know, as long as the motivation is there, the negative motivation, so it's the same wasted, the food. So he was not arguing much. Then, so went to nunnery, and tried to follow the tradition. Try to follow tradition. Then I think maybe since the father got a little upset, because maybe somehow didn't fit well, I'm not sure. So however, maybe he will have breakfast.